some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Community Day, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning, at DNC Hydraulics out of Rawson. And we're talking to a lot of folks at Corey Rawson today. And we've got a couple guests here with us, Becky Bucher, and Becky brought Hannah Reinhardt. Becky, family consumer science teacher. And Hannah, you're a sophomore, I think. So, yeah. Good morning. How's everybody? It's very busy out here today. We're outside. There's a lot of trucks and got the Snap-on guy behind us here, so
we're you have great.
To talk right into those microphones. Don't be afraid. So, Becky, we've known each other a long time, and you cut my hair when I had hair a long time ago.
Very true.
And you bought a salon early on, and then you taught at Millstream Cosmetology.
Correct.
And then you're over at Corey now. I think you might be a little happier.
I mean,
you were happy there. But
I was happy there. But one of my favorite things, even when I was at Millstream, was teaching life skills and work ethic.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to do with what I teach now at Corey Rawson to instill those in students now.
Yeah. And you still have your salon.
I do.
And you teach.
I do.
And you're married a farmer, right?
Correct.
Nothing much going on.
Not much. And three grandkids.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Awesome. So let's talk. You were a Golden Apple Award winner last fall.
Correct.
And you received some money and you got some new toys for your classroom. Talk about that.
Well, actually, I didn't use my money yet for
that. Okay.
Actually, my new toys that I got have been from some very wonderful community members and guest speakers that we've had that have donated some things to our program because they believe in what's happening within our program and life skills, like I said, and work ethic being taught to kids, taking care of themselves once they graduate and move on to their next phase of life. But had a guest speaker recently that donated an air fryer and Instapot and rice cooker, and had some wonderful community members that have donated some brooms and containers and staples for food to work with, and just very blessed. And I also got a grant recently from the Rotary and Golden Apple Academy that did get the new combination air fryer and Instapot that I really plan to put into use next year.
So, Corey Rawson has had that class, I think, forever. I can't remember what they called it when I was in there. But
when we were in school.
Yeah, when we were in
back
school.
In the dark ages, it was home ec.
Home ec,
But now it's called Family and Consumer Sciences because it really branches out into many, many more avenues than what was there when we were in school.
So, Hannah, what have you learned this school year in your class?
Well, it definitely has helped for me, and it should help a lot of other people to make sure we learn how to do like small businesses and just stuff that you will use in the real world, checks and stuff, and interviewing. And I recently had an interview yesterday, and I took her notes, and I feel like it went great.
Yeah.
So she just does the basic life skills that we need to learn, and it should help a lot of people because a lot of people didn't know that stuff, and I learned a lot this year. So.
Very good. Community Day at DNC Hydraulics, talking with Becky Bucher and Hannah Reinhardt from Corey Rawson. And besides the family and consumer science, do you teach another class?
I have
business?
A business class. It's called Fundamentals of Business, which Hannah just mentioned.
Okay.
And then I also have SEM, which is Sports and Entertainment Marketing, which I never really thought I would get into that, but I have found I really enjoy teaching that and learning about things with the kids.
Sure.
And then we also have a general marketing class, and next year we're going to have an international business class.
Well, I think you're a good one for that because the marketing, you own your salon and You got to get the
word
out.
One of the things that I tell Hannah and her classmates, it's you may never want your own business, but it's important to know what a business owner goes through from their perspective, as well as what you need to know as an employee, and even as well as what you need to understand and know as a consumer.
Yeah. Like here at DNC, you have to figure out how big of a building to add on.
And speaking of DNC, we've had DNC there as guest speakers.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome.
Mrs. Welch, who has Busy Bee Bakery, we just had her recently, and the Ludwig family came with their bee business. So we try to get a lot of community people in, come in and share their knowledge with the kids, too.
So you mentioned folks that could donate to the program. How would they go about that?
Just contact me.
Okay. And Becky Booker.
Most of the time, like one of our previous graduates from Corey Rawson, Madison Miracle recently donated some things because she likes what's going on and appreciates the education she got at Corey Rawson. So she's given back through her business as well.
Very good. So, Hannah, what do you have planned this summer? Anything?
I'm hoping to get a job and just work and hopefully start some new, like, opportunities and stuff, which I can help my brother and stuff. But I just want to do simple more things because I want to get out there more and take her lessons and just have fun.
Well, great.
Hannah's trying to decide right now what route she wants to travel. If she wants to go into teaching or cosmetology or what her route is. She does have a brother with special needs, and we've talked about going into education because of the background that she has there.
Sure.
I think it would be a good fit for her.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I think you're in the right spot then for all of that. Very good. Becky Booker, and the car just went by. Anna Reinhardt, thanks. Anything we missed? Very good.
Awesome. Thank you for supporting our community and doing things like this.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, I grew up, you know, I can point to the barn over there. Right over there. Very good. Thanks for coming by. Coming up next, First Responder Friday here at DNC. DNC Hydraulics helps us out with that. Also, later on, you probably know this guy, Jay Clark, Corey Rawson Superintendent. He'll be by about 7:20 this morning. Community Day, DNC Hydraulics on Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.
Don't like the taste or smell of your water? This can be the result of sulfur bacteria. Trust Clearwater Systems to combat the sulfur bacteria in your water. From Kinetico products to chemical injection options, you can trust Clearwater Systems to provide you with the best water treatment solutions available. Now's the time to fix your water so you can have the best water in your home. Call 888-WATER-10 or visit clearwatersystems.com to schedule your free water analysis with our certified water specialist. Clearwater Systems is an authorized